Simen Chof Aleph, which is about making the batim of tefillin. Ubo Yudalet Seifim, there are 14 Seifim. Seif Aleph. Or Habatim Tzarech Gamken Lias Mi Behema Chaya Ba'oifa Tahirim. Just like we said that Sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzahs have to be written on the skin of Behema Chaya Ba'oifa Tahirim, so too the batim also have to be made Kimoya Parshias on the or of Behema Chaya Ba'oif. You can make batim out of klaf. If one could, he should be ma'abid the iris of the batim, meaning the iris of the klaf for the batim, in the water of the bark of a tree, which is called something in Lashon Ashkenaz, lava, something to that effect. So l'chatchili, you should do the ibud in that mixture. Shem abdim b'ya iris. V'tzarech shiyei mu'ubud l'shma. When being ma'abed the iris for batim, one should l'chatchila be ma'abed l'shma. Heicha de'efsher, when he can. Aval b'shas atchak, if for whatever reason he can't, yachalasis is abatim, gam me'or she'enai mu'ubud klal. He can even make the batim from or that's not mu'ubud at all. Oy shehu mu'ubud, or it is mu'ubud, it's just ve'enai mu'ubud l'shma. And one can even make a bracha on such batim. Says the Lishkas HaSeifer, Seif Cotton Aleph. The Sefer Melech HaShemayim Klal Yudches Bina Seif Cotton Beis Kosa Vezel HaShoinin. Melech HaShemayim writes as follows. Hine, heter or bilti mu'ubed humi divrei Rambam. This heter, to make batim out of iris that have not been mu'ubed, comes from the Rambam in Paragimel. V'yesh la'ayin, Melech HaShemayim clears in Gamba or Shlil Seiver Kain. This kula of not being ma'abed the iris, does it apply to the or of an embryo as well? The Haloi Yisrael B'Perka or V'Aroitiv, because the Gemara says in Chulin, the or Shlil Yesh Loi Din Basar, because the or of an embryo has a din of the Basar of the Behema. Ad She'ibdoi Oy She'holach Boy, until one is ma'abed the or of the shlil, or shehalach boy means that he stepped on it, which is also similar to ibud, right? So if and until one did a maisa with it, the shlil, the embryo, has a din of basar. The kevan the alachal amayish misinai dechipa yabatim ba'or, and since the alachal amayish misinai is that the making of the batim has to be done with or, memela or shlil, shalaynis abid pasal. So the or of a shlil that has not yet been mu'ubid is going to be pasul because it's like basar, and we need or. We need skin, not basar. In other words, we need, basar means flesh, and we need or. Or is skin. Skin is not flesh. So l'chayra, the Melech HaShemayim wants to say that this would be a problem. Elad the yesh lemer, the dummy, l'had the tani rabchia sham daf kuf chav beiz amud beiz, tala l'kupasai tahayra. Perhaps we can be medamed this to what it says over there. It says that if you take the ear of a donkey and you sew the ear of a donkey onto your basket, so then it's tahar because it's no longer, and as an animal is metame. But once you take a part of the animal and you sew it onto your basket, so the shame animal is gone and now it's tahar. So he wants to say, so therefore an ur shlil that was put out on the floor, so it's you need or and not basar, right? So if you used it again, so tol lekuposay tahira. So memela over here, if you're gonna use the or for your batim, so that would also be like laying the or out on the floor, which would make it not any more flesh, rather or. And the mele would be kosher for batim. Avol b'emesh yesh lidchais chada min alei dechipei batim havei kamoi tala lekupasai. First of all, who says that making batim is like laying it out on the floor, is like sewing the ear of the donkey onto your basket? Maybe it's not as much of a maisa, and it will not help changing it from basar into or. If it did work, okay, he doesn't have a reason to assume that the or of a shlil would be kosher for batim. And the Melech Shemayim wants to say that maybe it's not just the or of a shlil, but maybe it's also the or of an oif that would have this problem. Ad kan l'shayne, that unless it has ibud, it will not be kosher. V'siyim v'tzarech iyan, and the Melech Shemayim blibes with the tzarech iyan. V'tmihani says the Lishka, I don't know what he's talking about. V'tmihani mashakosav shalei motza giloy ledin ze. Why does the Melech Shemayim say he can't be poshet the shayla? V'arele neged einav loshen Rambam. The Rambam is black on white. Shom v'per gimel alochet hazvav ha'or shemechapin boi hatfilin v'shoysim imenu v'ratzuos. Who or shall behema oi chaya oi oif hatahirim? The Rambam says black on white that oif also for or her etzua tzarech ibud lishma avala or shemechapim by ain tzarech ibud klal ad kan l'shayna vhine galoi. It's black on white in the Rambam the or ha oif kosher lechipoy bli ibud, that you can use the or of an oif for batim even without being ma'abid v'imkein hu adin la or ashlil. So or the or of a shlil and the or of an oif is the same. The vaday loygora or ashlil may or ha'if. It's no worse in this respect of the skin being skin and not being basar. Kumasha kosav abala truma simin reish zayin le'inyan or shlil le'inyan ksiva v'zela shayna v'nir the kosher who the sefer truma says that a shlil is kosher v'shapir miskiri or and it's called skin v'loygora may or oif tohar the kosher and it's no worse then the or oif tahar, which is kosher for batim, ad kan l'shaynai. So you see that it has a din of skin and not a din of flesh, not a din of basar. And memel it's kosher for batim. Mekain kosav ataisim v'sech l'shabes dafkuv zayin amad alav divrei maskel amar Shmuel. Taisa says the same thing. The or shall oif mistama have k'moy basar sherach hu. Taisa says that the or of an oif is probably like basar, because it is very soft and it's roi la'achila. Gama shekosav diminole, and yet you see that it's kosher for batim. Gama shekosav diminole dechipo ya batim have kemoitolo lekuposai. Also, this taina that the Melech Shemayim has, that who says that using the R for the batim is not enough of a shinui maisa, like sewing the ear of the donkey onto a basket, la yadati makam asafik. I don't know why in the world this would be a safik. Upshita de legara. It's poshit that what's the difference if I sew an ear of a donkey onto my pocketbook, or if I take the ur of the shlil and I turn it into a bias. Either way, the shinoi maisa is pretty big. So what's the difference? So it should be fine. Barei Rambam Perak Aleph Mehilchas Avos Atuma Halacha Tes Kosav Vim Osa Behen Maisa Shebatlon Me Oichel. If you do any sort of Maisa that's mevatel it from being food to hirin, that already makes it tar. Vasiyas Habayis Vadei Choshev Maisa, making batim out of your chicken certainly is called a Maisa. Gam Masha Kosav the Havei Tasev Leimin Osei the Tain of the Melech Shamayim that a Tasev Leimin Osei Tamua Ma'oid is very, very strange. Chada, first of all, the miyad mitchilas ha-maisa, yatsa michlal basar. First of all, as soon as you do it, it's already not basar, v'nichnas l'chal or. V'gemar ha-bayis hu min or gomor. And you're finishing off the bayis from or gomor. It already, in other words, the shinoi happened way before you finished. Tasev elayim and asay is when the shinoi happens at the time that you're finishing the maisa. But over here, it happens way before you finish the maisa. And even if you're going to say that, no, until I finish making this or into a bias, it doesn't switch names. So even so, it's mistaver that it happens at the same time. It's true. Tosis does give a Tasev Elayim and also a type of answer as the middle teretz. Avol harei kosvu sham oishnei teretzim, but Tosis has two other teretzim over there. So why are we stuck on this middle teretz? There's two other teretzim there. Kfi anira, not only that, hatiretz hashlishi chashvu likur. It appears from Tosis as though the third teretz is the main teretz, because Tosis, the first two teretzim, he says in two words. But the last teretz, Taisus is very marichon. So it's mashmer from Taisus that the Iker teretz is the last teretz. Barman then, and aside for all this, aside for everything we said until now, there's no shaykhs, tasavlim and asay has nothing to do with the whole idea of making tefillin. Oid loy nigmar hatfila, because the tefillin are not finished once you've made the bayis. There's still many more stages to take place. You have to put the parashis in, you have to sew it up. So even once you made the bayis, you still didn't do anything. So Mela, what tasiv loy min osay? He doesn't understand what the Melech HaShemayim's shayla is. In other words, if you have tasiv loy min osay at the final stage, that would make sense, but if you're asking at Kashav Tasav Elimin Osay on an earlier stage, L'chayr, that doesn't make any sense. V'zeh Loshen Ar Zerua, and the Ar Zerua says in Simen Tav Kof Nun Zayin, Loichin Or Echad Shal Shlil, you take Or, the skin of a Shlil, U'menichin Oisei B'tfus, and you put it into a mold, Shehu Kein Dalet Etzbois, V'chulei, Hinei Loi Hizkir Ibud, and you take a sea, that the Ar Zerua doesn't mention a word that the batim need to be mu'ubid, certainly not even mu'ubid l'shmos. So it's like the Rambam, u'mashmashim in Ar Shlil, k'moy shehu oisin es harambam, because the Ar Zerua says, leichin Ar Echad shel Shlil, you take a Shlil, u'manichin oisin b'tfus, yeah, and you see that you can make batim from a Shlil, not like the Melech HaShemayim, who is mesupik, if you can make batim from a shlil.